Peter, you played so well in London. Did you kind of find something again that was similar to that today?
Not really. I like when it gets windy. I mean, that's just kind of how it is. So I knew it was windy, felt comfortable, felt like it was out there, and just played solid, played really well. Didn't really, wasn't out of position other than the fifth hole, the par three. Other than that, it was pretty solid, steady day.
How's the game been, you know, since London? How would you describe it?
Yeah, I mean, it's, I mean, obviously Boston was terrible. But I felt like I played all right in Jersey. Portland wasn't great, but it feels like it's been good. Like, it's just sometimes golf's just tough. So
you played out here 18 years ago, is that right?
2004, yeah, I played out here, yeah.
So you called on a lot of that knowledge today.
I knew. I don't know what you said. Sorry.
Little one's walking. I know. I see the little one starting to walk.
Yeah, I know. Look at
him. See it over there?
He's just zooming.
I'm just saying, you called on a lot of that knowledge today, right? From 18 years ago.
Yeah, from 18 years ago, yeah. I'll tell you what, it's a lot wider than I remember. I mean, there used to be a lot of trees out there. It was pretty nasty, and it's a little bit more generous off the tee than what I remember. And there used to be an AstroTurf tee on one of those holes. I think we're playing at the fourth hole, but I think that hole used to have an AstroTurf tee. But now, I guess they've removed some trees so grass can actually grow.
And one last question, Brooks. You guys are, I think, tied for second right now from the team standpoint. You must be pretty pleased what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't do anything. So, Pete played good today. Jason obviously played well, I think 4 under. So it's nice to be actually competing and have a chance to win the team thing. It's kind of ham and egged it, I guess, the last 2 days. But go play good tomorrow and see what happens.
Peter, what was the key to the hot start on your first 9 holes?
I started with a bogey on my second hole, but I don't know. I mean, I kind of missed some shorties for birdie, made a bad bogey, and just kind of made a nice par putt on 7, believe it or not, from about 7 feet, and that kind of just righted the ship a little bit. And then after that, played great, played really steady, really solid, hit some fairways, hit some greens, just kind of took what the course gave me, and made a bomb on 13, and so I kind of stole one there, but it was a solid, steady day, so it was nice.
For both of you, can you talk a little bit about the conditions? It seemed a lot more windy today than it had been all week long.
Yeah, I mean, you were outside, weren't you? Yeah. So today was definitely yesterday it got up for a little bit, maybe probably about hour and a half. Mm-hmm. I felt like it was blowing pretty good. Today it was definitely more constant, laid down there for probably about a good 30 minutes and then kind of picked back up. It wasn't what it was early in the round. But, yeah, I mean, it's going to be difficult if you're going to play in those conditions anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there has been a bunch of trees removed. Do you remember the Sam Snead Memorial tree that was in the middle of the fairway on the one hole that's not there anymore, the kind of the dog leg left?
I do remember a lot more trees in the middle of fairways. So I feel like I think they've either removed some or they've lost some. But I remember there being more trees in fairways than there are currently. So I'm obviously a lot of time has passed. So I'm sure they've made some changes. But the core principle of the course remains the same, so it's good.
Thank you.
The live setup so far haven't been extremely gettable. How does it match up with both of your expectations coming into live and how it's played out through almost 5 events now?
I mean, you're playing big boy golf courses, so you know it's going to be tough. I like it better. I think it's definitely better setups. I mean, we're used to Slugger setting up golf courses for years and years and years, so I mean, no complaints here.
How about you?
I had some complaints in Boston, but that was just me. No, I mean, listen, it's you want to have championship golf, really. You want to have championship test, and you don't really kind of want to have these 25 under par shootouts. So, you know, good tough courses is kind of what we enjoy playing. So, so it's good.
Thanks.
Yep. Brooks, Keely Johnson, Drunk by the Turn. What's your biggest takeaway since joining LIV Golf, and how would you compare the atmosphere, you know, with the fans and, you know, just all the amenities that the fans have here compared to the PGA Tour? You know, what would you say to the people that say, you know, LIV's dividing the game when, you know, in my opinion, it's doing, you know, the total opposite. It's bringing people together.
It's pretty energized. I mean, it's golf but louder, right?
For sure.
So, yeah, I mean, the fans have been great. Everybody that's come out has been awesome. It's been enjoyable for us. I think the players, the caddies, just how well the caddies are treated as well. I think that's a big difference. Treated like human beings.
For sure.
I think everybody through coaches, staff, everybody, it's a big difference.
Awesome. Thank you.
Peter, Zach has a lot of experience out here. How much did you lean on him at all today?
Yeah, no, he's been great. Yeah, he's been, you know, he obviously played. He was telling me how many times he played out here when, you know, he was in college and growing up. So, yeah, no, he's been awesome and great to have on the bag. He's got a Cubs yardage book, and a lot of guys keep screaming go Cubs out there for him. So he's got more support than I do, I think. And so, no, he's been great, and it's been fun.
Hey, guys. Teddy Fenton with Luckiest Golfers on Earth podcast. The question is for Brooks. I've been asking all the players just really quickly how many hole-in-ones they've had in their lifetime. And I asked Peter, and then the follow-up is, you know, what's the one that gives you the most juice? What's the one that comes back to mind?
Maybe and you remember that?
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah,
that was my question. Mm-hmm. What was the story in Europe where he jarred one and got in your pocket?
I don't want to talk about it. It got in my wallet. Yeah. Pretty good. So, yeah, I mean, when you're playing a game and you do it, I think we used to play all the time. I mean, at least one or two practice rounds a week for probably about 2, maybe 3 years.
Yeah, almost 3.
So, yeah, I mean, we played a lot of golf together. But, yeah, he definitely – he got my pocket a little bit on that one.
Well, like I said, of all the ones he's made, I think he said 7 or 8, and he was like, that's the one I think about.
Yeah.
So what's it like having him as a teammate now?
Yeah, it's great. You know, I've known Pete since I've probably been 16, 15, mm-hmm. 16, stuff like that. So mm-hmm. it's nice to have him on the team. I mean, my brother's known him for years. Jason, I don't know how long. I mean, probably since he's been on tour, probably. Yeah. But, yeah, it's good. You know, we all get along off the golf course and on the golf course. It's enjoyable to go play practice rounds with. Kind of hit it about the same distance, so it's nice to see, you know, another ball flight kind of do the same thing. If you miss it, you kind of check to see if it's okay. Me, Kokrak, and Pete kind of hit it about the same. So it works out. It's great playing practice rounds together.
Mm-hmm. You guys are all deep. Yeah. Good luck the rest of the week. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you guys very much. Thanks. Have a good night.